God sees our sin as a debt we can't pay. There is no point in asking us to think that being good will somehow make us square with God would be like asking a child to clean their room as compensation after they have completely vandalized the family car. Cleaning up a room doesn't even begin to pay back or fix the damage to the car. It's a nice gesture, but it doesn't fix the car. When a fellow son was little, he was playing Indian in his room. He had on all his Indian clothes. His bow and arrows were in place, and he made a teepee out of a bedsheet. Things changed quickly, though, when he decided he needed a campfire in order for all his fun to be accurate. The man said he had come in for lunch when he smelled the first wisps of smoke. Alarm surged through the man, and he followed his nose right to the boy's room. Fortunately, the fire had only gotten started, and it only burned the floor a little. He was so crazy mad. But then the man said the Lord gripped him and said, "Think. What are you going to do? Make him, a little boy, pay to fix the floor?" He had no job, no means of paying anything, and he had no context for understanding what had just happened. The Lord continued, "It would be fair to demand he pay. Yes, fair, but very unrealistic. What does $300 to $400 mean to a four-year-old? What are you going to do in this situation? Demand payment? Sever the relationship? Rant and rave? Beat this little kid all over the backyard? He has no idea." I wondered to myself what I would have done. Christianity teaches that when man sinned, God opted for forgiveness rather than fairness. God could choose to kill us all or save us all, and he opted for grace and mercy rather than justice. What God offers us is more than fair. A New Testament writer explained it this way. "You see, at just the right time, when we were all still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly." Powerless means we could not do anything about our condition. The reason good people don't go to heaven is because there aren't any. There are only those who have fallen short of good, and that is all of us. Granted, some aren't as bad as others, however you measure such a thing, but everyone falls short. Good people don't go to heaven, but forgiven people do. Ah, now there's something I can grip.